Live on day five.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm giving people a chance to get here. Land here. If you can't tell from my voice, it's a it's a tough morning. Yeah, it's a tough morning. I hope I look all right. I've been coughing up and just not feeling good. I will let you know if I have to cancel tomorrow, but I don't have a lot planned for today, so I'm going to try and just sleep this off. If I have to postpone tomorrow, I don't know if I could do this again this morning. I don't know if I want to subject you to that. Not contagious over the camera, but still a lot. It's challenging over here. I'm not sure what happened. I'm such a healthy person. I can count the number of times I'm sick. Hey, good, you guys. Well, let's let me dig into let me just get one thing up here. I'm going to dig into the mindset for today. And I know this is Sunday. This is an interesting little add-on to a group that goes on weekends. But there's something in it. And I've really played with the idea of modifying today to work for you. So let's do this and close your eyes for a second. Sunday. The day of the king and queen. It's a day for the leader in you to relish in the victory of another week and then to stand tall, look out over your realm and access the state of your union. While it is typically seen as the end of the previous week, I invite you to think of Sunday as the only chance you'll have to get a jump start on the week ahead. A day of rest is earned and respected by taking a time-limited segment and teeing up a couple of balls so that you come out connecting on Monday morning. As you move through this day of Sunday, of sun, I was looking up the etymology of that, this day of sun, pretty interesting. As you move through this day of sun, feel the power that you possess in the coming week, the ability to take fast action, the skill to practice gratitude, the ability to form a mission, and the game plan to sneak up on yourself. Know that with a simple decision, you can cast a stone that will have favorable ripples for you and your clients. Never doubt the power you possess, nor the power of getting an early start. Yeah. Sunday's amazing. You know, for a lot of us entertainers, Sunday's a work day, so it's a work or travel day. Many, many Sundays spent on airplanes in my life. And that time for rest, yes, and reflection, it's really quite something else. You know, there is this nutty myth, this waiting for the weekend. It's the battle cry of the ordinary in my mind. And while the weekends certainly offer a rest from the routines of the week, there's a cultural under message. And it's something I really want us all to be conscious of. It says, I'm not excited by what I do 5 days a week, and getting far away from it for 2 days is nothing short of an absolute pleasure. What's this one? Yeah, look at this. Oh, man. So we do that. So we can do both, right? We can have that. And there is room for that king and queen. There is room for rest and that king and queen that's inside of us that looks ahead, right? That reviews and looks ahead. Think of this as an opportunity for renewal and purification. And boy, this is an intense look at Sunday. Take a look at this. The renewal is the rest, the connection, right? The family, the quiet time, the late sleeping. A lot of places for the renewal in that. And then the purification, it's the clarity you can give yourself, right? Through a conscious review of your week behind and the one ahead. And we'll take some fast action on both of those today. Yeah, this is good. And also in the action piece, this is going to be great. I'm going to, I want to make it easy for you guys. I want to, for the fast action today, I'm going to personally hand you a pair of templates. I'm going to hand you some easy wins, and they'll cue you up for the week ahead. All right? We're going to cue them up for daily delivery. I don't want you guys to go from like, hey man, Sunday's my relaxing day, to all of a sudden I'm giving you the stuff to do. So there are little things I want you to do to queue up ahead for a great week ahead, and I'm going to do them for you. Both. That's all right. I don't feel like I'm not mothering you if I do that, or fathering you. So as for fast action today, we're going to explore a pair of elegant and simple templates that I wrote for you. See, I wrote them a long time ago, but I'm giving them to you today that you can quickly fill in. It's going to be like Mad Libs. I know you guys remember Mad Libs. They're great. And these are going to tee off some small wins that you can have throughout the week. Yeah. I think there's something else I want to tell you about this. I just want to get into it. You know, there are ways to automate a whole lot of what I'm going to show you today, and it's kind of way beyond what we can do in our time together. Plus, there are countless ways to do it, everything from very basic to advanced to you never needing to touch it. If something really bad happens, I'm going to step off screen. No, I don't want anything to happen that matches my shirt color. So there are a lot of ways to automate this stuff. I'm going to show you at a bare minimum. I'm going to show you one. I'm going to show you a system I've used forever. It's a fairly inexpensive add-on to Gmail. And I know a lot of people maybe don't use Gmail. They use Outlook or something else, or Yahoo. I would suggest, unless you have a solution for this, and there are probably ones for other ones, but one I know about, you can send Gmail from any of your vanity accounts, any of your business accounts. No one would even know it was coming from there. And this tool that I'm going to show you works really well in that. It's made for that. This tool also gives you the ability to just have templates ready to go. You can schedule the delivery. So drop one of these little templates all week to people. You know, it's amazing. It's a miracle, quite a miracle to have something happen on email when you don't even know you're sending it. And my favorite thing about this is it gives you delivery receipts that pop up right on your screen. You know, Joe just opened your email. Joe just clicked on a link in your email right then. And in fact, if you end up using the system or you have another system that reports that and you see that Joe just opened your email, call Joe. I'm telling you, that coincidence of him saying you're not going to believe I'm just reading your email, that builds rapport that you could only pray to create some other way. My favorite line to that, and it happened all the time, was when I'd call someone right when they were reading my email and they'd say, oh my gosh, I was just reading your email. I'd go, wow, that means we should probably be working together. And then I stopped talking. I let them continue the conversation after that, but really nice little hack. All right, let's dig into the action of this thing. I'm gonna actually share a screen with you and I'll show you how I suggest doing some of this. But right now, what order do I wanna do this in? Brain fog. This is a little bit, okay, let's do this. Let me give you a quick little demo actually, and then we'll, let me jump onto this, and let me jump onto this screen, and I'll give you just a super short little demo of, what this looks like. Good, so this is MixMax. This is a message written in MixMax. Hopefully you guys can see that here. It's just a blank email I just hit compose on. And on this, if I just hit a semicolon, and then, so I have two I'm going to show you today. This one's called client one. Geez, is that all too small to read? Let me see if this will get bigger for you. Now, is that making it bigger? Yeah, kind of. You can read that. So it just says name. I put Joe in there. This weekend, for some reason, I don't fully understand. I flash back to that time when. And then, you know what? We all, don't sell yourself short. We all have a single memory, if not many, from every show we've ever done. Something weird's happened. I mean, in Showbiz Blueprint, those of you who have done that with me, I told you every show is a journal, a book you write for yourself. You take notes of everything so that we can use them in the follow-up funnels. But even if you haven't, you'll remember something odd or something great that happened at that. So I flash back to that time when, and just explain that in a sentence. I mean, just finish this sentence with it. Hope you're well, and if I can be of service to you or anyone you know, just let me know. Best. And then sign off. So that's a simple template number one. I just call that one memory, and I shoot those out quite regularly to all kinds of folks I work with. Let me clear this one out here. Oh, let me just show you while I'm here, this one. I'll just send this to Dano, who I know is on this call. And if he's watching and opens it, we'll get to see the other thing happen. So here's where I can just hit send later, and here I can schedule this for any time. I can do them tomorrow morning. I can just type in, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Boom. And it's all scheduled Wednesday, November 28th at 3 p.m. So it's ready to go. And then I just hit schedule email right now. But on this one, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to hit send now on this one. And Dan will have that in his email. So that's number one. Let me schedule up another one here for you. Let's do one more. We'll do, and this one we'll just put a client, semicolon, client to socks off. This is great. So this is the second email that I really recommend you guys using. And we'll have a minute to do this work on this in a second. Hi, name. I just saw a short video that gave me an idea. About that, that would absolutely, I was updating these a little bit for you, that gave me an idea that would absolutely knock the socks off your group at the 2019 event. Do you have a few minutes to talk about it this week? Thanks. You know, there is such a key to brevity. There is such joy in brevity. So keep these things short, especially if they're just check-in emails. You'll get a way higher response rate if they're brief. Good, and that's all we want to know. Gave me an idea. So, you know, now I can hear you guys saying the idea. I didn't see a video. I don't have a memory from that show. Don't sell yourself short. You can look up an industry. You can look up a client. You can Twitter, go on Twitter and look up a past corporate client. See what's happening in their industry, what they've just invented. Look, type their name into YouTube. I'm telling you, the amount of richness we have in our grasp is kind of baffling. So don't sell yourself short. Don't tell me you don't know what to write or a memory. Connecting with these people is your only work. Once you get them on the phone, connecting dots, giving them an idea, listening way more than you talk, asking what's going on in their industry. What have they done since you've been there? Whatever it is, the conversations can flow easily as long as you speak a whole lot less than them. All right, good. Let me send this one to, I'm going to send this one to someone else on this group. I'll send it to Sarah. And if she's on, she can open it. Good. So, just so you know, if somebody opens these things, we would just see a little pop-up right here on the bottom that just comes out in the lower right corner. And it just says, Dan O'Sullivan's opening your email. Yeah, so really good stuff. Oh, I just signed up for a Spartan race. Holy cow. Okay, so that's the that's the big piece of a simple automation technique, really simple automation technique. And like I say, there are way more complex ones. For 30 Days Sugar Free, we use ActiveCampaign, which handles the comings and goings of 10 to 12,000 people and growing with emails going out daily and tracking if they want to be on the list. And that's not what we're doing here, so we don't need to get that complicated. But something like MixMax or Tools for Outlook, anything you guys can find and piece together that, I mean, my three favorite things are allows me to have templates, allows me to schedule when they get delivered, and gives me a confirmation of when they open it. You got something that does that, great. I think MixMax is, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 bucks a month or something. You can buy it for a year for a lot cheaper. But boy, it is a game changer. And that's really, I mean, that's out of 1 to 10 of MixMax, that's probably level 2 of stuff I showed you right there is using templates and getting delivery receipts. You can have full automations in there. So, all right, good. So let's dig into an action plan right now. Right now, let's take a minute to write down who could be ripe for either a memory or an event template. I just showed you the memory one, had this memory come back to me for some reason, or I have this idea for that'll knock your audience's socks off in 2019 event. Let's write down 5 to 10 people on your page, on your notebook, in your chat, whatever you'd like. I'll give you a minute to do that. I'm gonna put up one of my funny pictures. One from yesterday. Oh no, let's leave this one. This is great. So, 5 to 10, just first names or company names, who would be ripe for a memory or event check-in. Don't sell yourself short. Ooh. I had to. All right. Let's. How could you not put the Jeopardy song on? All right, you guys. So hopefully you have 5 to 10 names on there of people, companies, groups that you've done shows for, or anyone who would be ripe for a memory or event check-in. So extra credit on a couple extra credits for Sunday. I'm not going to modify your Sunday. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have plans or East Coast or UK. You're probably already out into the world wondering why are we doing this on Sunday? But there is power in continuous fast action. So that's what we're doing. So extra credit. If you can, take a look at the templates that I sent you. I'll put them also on the replay page. I'll just put the text there. You can grab it. But what would it take to modify those to make them sound like you? You know, those sound like me. That's the way I always spoke to my clients. I kept it short. I owned it from the second I talked to them. You know, and there's this this under message that I always have when I talk to prospects that I have the gig and we're just working out the details. Something I go deep into in Showbiz Blueprint, as those alumni on here will know. But that's something I always assume. So even in doing these follow-up meetings, it's like, I'm not worried about it. I'm not asking for the gig. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just kind of saying, hey, I have an idea. When can we talk about it? Good. And then, you know, extra credit for today, if you can, and you have some system in place, or you want to spend a minute or two looking at a mix match or something else, queue up 1 to 5 to go out this week. I mean, why not? Jump on that fast action. I mean, just a little bit we did today, rattles the chains of complacency, just writing down a couple like we just did. And if you want to go for a little extra, go ahead and shoot that out. And then here's a big extra credit. Find a way to take those templates, the ones I gave you, or create some new ones and completely brand them to you. You know, maybe your nice logo up on top, maybe some different wording, maybe a different besides a memory that you have or an event that's coming up. Maybe you have a whole new one. Maybe you have an idea for a different kind of template you can use. Find something that's repeatable, scalable, and you can just put it out there. You can just kind of say, hey, here's something that my brand would say to every one of my past clients. Good. The possibilities are absolutely endless. You know, it's just, how do you want to connect? What do you want to do? You know, maybe yours could have a geographical reference or an audio file, or maybe you just pick it up and do a super quick selfie. I was just thinking about you this weekend. Anything. I mean, that's just what I did. So don't think that makes any sense beyond this brain. It's just what it is, and it's wonderful as it is. Good. All right, let's hit question of the day, which I'm excited to look at. This is a really rich one. All right, here we go. Back to screen. No? Yeah, I'll put screen share on. Why not? I mean, that's what we do. I should be able to play this. Yeah, there we go.
I'm wondering how you approach fast action in those moments when life is chaos and you feel like you can barely keep up with your minimums. Thank you.
I hope that was loud enough. Sorry, I didn't crank the volume up, but Sarah asked, I wonder how you approach fast action when life is snowballing and you can barely keep up with your minimums. And yeah, when she sent that one, I was like, okay, I could see that happening for every person at some place. So Sarah, what I'm going to say to you and everybody watching this is there are two categories of life that need to be in place. You know what? Before we can do anything creative, before we can take fast action on a regular basis, before we can dazzle clients and exceed expectations, two things have to be covered: financial minimums and mental, emotional minimums. You know, I'll just put those together in one. But who we are as a person, you know, what do we need? Do we need shelter, food, some connection, you know, something that makes us smile, a place that feels like our own. And then financial minimums. What do we need actually to cover our monthly expenses, putting some money away, you know, whatever your monthly nut is, how do we get those covered? Then we can get to the point where we can start being creative and, you know, worrying about the fast actions that come in on us. So I'll assume for the sake of this conversation that we have those in place. And then, you know, it boils down to discernment. You know, what do you need to happen in order to thrive? Watch out for the emergencies of others. You know, that's so often, and I said this a day or two ago, so often another person's emergencies can start to feel like ours. So discernment, just let your brain hover around that word, Sarah. It felt like just what came up when I saw your video was, you know, are you discerning what you need in order to thrive? Where can you bring your gifts? I mean, I know for a fact, Sarah and I work together privately a little bit, and she is, you know, she's on the cusp of something so damn big that it's going to make what she's done the first 5 years of her career to get to this place almost a silly memory. It's kind of like when, what's his name? Neil Patrick Harris, when he goes, or no, yeah, there was another guy too. He was, I think Neil Patrick Harris, did he do a juggling act? There was another guy who like hosted the Academy Awards. He's a big time dude now. He's an actor, but he used to juggle. So it's like always this cute little thing they go back and talk about. And that's what I know Sarah's heading towards with, you know, the act she does now. So that's probably a bit of the overwhelm. And, you know, if you're in a place where you can discern where, what do I need to do to take care of those financial and emotional, mental minimums for myself so that those are in place, rock solid. And then what can I discern I actually need to do to move towards where I want to be? With those two in place, the overwhelm's not going to happen because the discernment filter is going to jump in between those. And then finally, as a last hope, if you can't do that, you know, or someone else, if you can't do that, look at the success line, you know, and there's this, let me see if you guys can hear me over here. I'm trying to keep my voice up, but over here, this whole idea of a success line, I mean, a lot of us are here, you know, we're here on something, and then the daily life things come in, the new things come in, the obligations, the surprises, and over here is where we tried to get all day to get to. So here we are. So here we are. And this is, you know, this is like, this is the goal of the day. It's really easy for us to do what we can, have these life emergencies pop in and only get to like maybe, you know, on our timeline, we start here in the day and maybe we end up here. And the message to ourselves is, shit, I didn't get to here. There's a failure situation going on that's bad. I'm going to ask you guys to really be conscious of your success line, your success points along the way. Can you set success points knowing that life is going to creep up? Instead of only having one, and that's getting to the star at the end of the day, can you have five in between that? And can this be a key performance indicator? Is a business word, but really, I mean, just what it means is we know we're here. We've done this. Can there be some level of celebration here and pick this up tomorrow? You know, the two options here are celebrate each of these KPIs, you know, get that here, knowing that we're heading towards here, knowing that we're heading towards the big win at the end. But what if this was where we get to today, and then tomorrow we're able to pick up here? Man, I have to do this stuff every day with running three businesses. Every single day I have to look at, you know, where can I get to today? What can I celebrate here? And then when I celebrate here, instead of going into shame, because I didn't get to here, because I didn't get to the end, I can actually have joy here and pick this up next time and move to this one. More joy. Get to this one. And then maybe it takes 3 or 4 days to get to that one. But it gets done. You're going to be alive in 3 or 4 days. Your business is still going to be going in 3 or 4 days. Find ways to spoil yourself, to treat yourself. Treat yourself as well as you would treat somebody else who is doing this stuff. Self-coaching is very powerful. How would I tell someone else to do this? All right, you guys. I know, did we run a little bit over today? Yeah, 4 minutes over. I'm useless. Really happy you guys are all here. There's a lot of power in what we're doing and even showing up day after day, even on Sunday. All right, get those fast actions up. I'll get the replay up for you. Get those templates. Play with the template. Sarah, be kind to yourself on the overwhelm. You deserve it, and the world's waiting for your message. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.